Hello again, Phantom fans, and welcome into another episode of Ghost Stories. Ghost Stories is the official podcast of the Youngstown Phantoms and can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Anchor, and many other popular podcatchers. Like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review today. I am joined today on the show by the head coach of your Youngstown Phantoms, Ryan Ward. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Leper, always good to be here, and it was great to meet you in the flesh in Pittsburgh. You're wearing your Steelhounds jersey. Excellent to see you. Excellent to meet everyone in person. And thanks for having me back on the show.
Outstanding to see you down at Printscape Arena, Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. South Point, as those of the locals refer to it, Phantoms camp. This past week, Ryan and I are recording on July the 20th. Phantoms camp was last week. But before we get to camp, Wardo, it's been 2 months since you took the job. What have you been up to?
No, I think the biggest thing, obviously, getting ready for camp, recruiting some of our draft picks to Youngstown, working with, you know, different college coaches and agents, and establishing those relationships, getting everything logistically kind of buttoned up for when we get to Youngstown, working with our coaching staff, just to plan training camp and how we're going to play, and putting together a video and working with the GMs just to make sure that we're tight when we hit the ground running when the guys report in August.
I mean, you had to have had 150 kids at camp this past week. How large of an undertaking is that for, you know, obviously, you know, we have a nice staff in Youngstown, but still, that's a large undertaking.
Yeah, I think the thing that I've been most impressed with the organization as a whole is the fact that you have so many people bought into what we're doing, right? And whether it's our general managers, our president, our ownership, our executive staff with the Phantoms, our coaches, our assistant GMs, everyone's pulling on the same rope. So, you know, we actually had north of 200 people at camp, and it was seamless. Honestly, it was smooth. It was an unbelievable quality of player there. And I think, just our whole staff all together did a phenomenal job. And, it was one of the best camps that I've been a part of, in my coaching career.
You mentioned the staff, and I would be remiss if I did not give a shout out to Evan Watts. Evan is going to be joining the Milwaukee Admirals of the AHL. I believe that this, camp for the Phantoms is going to be his last function with the team. Watsy, man, we are going to miss you just so, so much. And we wish you the best of luck with the Admirals. And we know you're not going far. You know, AHL comes to Cleveland. So we're going to miss you though, buddy. We're going to miss you a lot.
Yeah, Watsy, that's a great shout out. Like, Watsy and Joe Zadar at camp, they did an unbelievable job. Obviously, since I've taken this job, Watsy has been instrumental in just getting me up to speed and on board. He's done an unbelievable job. We have a lot of projects going on where we're, you know, kind of redoing our locker rooms and building a brand new state-of-the-art gym facility for the players. So Watsy's been instrumental in that, and we wish him nothing but the best. Obviously, as much as this league is a developmental league for the players, I think Watsy is a prime example of the opportunities you can have when you come to the USHL. And I'm so happy in my short time getting to know him that he's been able to take this opportunity and, you know, chase his dream as well. So thanks a lot, Watsy. We're going to miss you, but best of luck to you, my man.
Hey, applications are open. The Youngstown Phantoms are a feeder of equipment managers to the next level. We've got Josh Famulero, who is with the Tampa Bay Lightning organization. He's got a couple of Stanley Cup rings. Michael Bingham has moved from Milwaukee up to the Nashville Predators, and that opened up the slot in Milwaukee for Watsy to step in. So applications are open. Email the Phantoms GMs. We want you.
Yeah. I actually put an ad on my LinkedIn the other day. So
there we go.
We're interviewing right now. Yeah.
Interviews are open. Hit them up. Speaking of the general managers who inbox, again, the inbox is open for equipment managers. They went out and made a big trade right before camp to bring in Andrew Strathman from the Tri-City Storm. At camp, I saw puck possession. I saw offensive creativity. I saw nastiness on defense. My jaw is still on the floor from that goal that he scored in the All-Star game on Saturday night. First thing, how's my scouting report? How am I doing? And what else does Andrew bring to the Phantoms?
Yeah, I mean, you're spot on with the start of that. Andrew's a player that I'm intimately familiar with. I coached him at the U15 level. You know, he kind of burst onto the scene there. And he is a kid that is an unbelievable teammate. He is the most relentless competitor that I've ever seen. He's a kid that can do everything on the ice. He can be your best offensive defenseman, and he can be your hardest defensive defenseman. He plays with an edge that is extremely special for a young kid. And as a person, he is one of the best people I've ever come in contact with, from a locker room perspective, from a willingness to work perspective, from a grit perspective. The way he sees the ice, his skating ability, everything he does is hard. And I think that's what we're looking for here with the Phantoms moving forward this year and years to come. He is there's no one in the world that is more excited to be a Youngstown Phantom than Andrew Strathman. And I think, this is going to turn into the premier place to play junior hockey. I truly believe that, especially with the commitment from the organization, the ownership, the management. And Andrew fits in exactly to what we're trying to do. And it's a player that I'm completely familiar with and is going to fit into our locker room and our culture and our organization. And not only fit in, but he's gonna drive that culture. And I think getting a player of Andrew's stature to be a Phantom hockey player is an unbelievable opportunity for our organization. It's going to be great for Andrew and Ryan Kasecki. Jason Deskins deserve a ton of credit for getting that done and understanding what we need as an organization.
With the addition of Strathman, the blue line's looking awfully crowded. I mean, as a coach, isn't that almost a good problem to have? There's a ton of talent on the blue line right now. Players just hungry for minutes. You and I were talking off the air beforehand. And right now, out of the, I think, 7 or 8 returners coming back on the blue line, the least experienced person of them has 48 USHL games already under their belt. And you have Chase Petilla, who I believe is an 04 defenseman, has already played 100 games. I mean, that's a very experienced blue line that you're going to be bringing to camp in September.
Yeah, I think anytime we talk about building our organization, we're talking about building from the net out. Obviously, we feel very comfortable with Jacob Fowler and Colin Wynn in net. For me, the defense core is as solid as I've ever seen. Every single one of those guys plays a role. They're all going to be big parts of our team. I firmly believe that internal competition drives individual development. And we have a bunch of guys in that locker room right now that are not concerned about individual accolades, but they're concerned about the team success. And I think ultimately everybody knows that the further the team goes and the further you enhance the opportunities as a team, you go further as an individual. And all of those guys, I've talked to them all. Everyone's going to have great opportunities and it's a great problem to have. From a coaching perspective, from a team perspective, when you have the core of your team and the foundation of the house back there on D, those guys, like, they know that they're going to all play a huge role. And I think everyone's real excited for it.
And Ryan, it's not like they were taking it easy on each other at camp. There was some hitting going on last week in Canonsburg.
Yeah, I think, listen, I think that's how you drive your players and your organization forward is, all of those guys understand that nothing's personal. Like, they're out there to do a job and they're out there to push each other and drive each other. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to make them better, right? When you have a team that's constantly just pushing the bar forward and the goalposts just keep moving up, you're always going to become better as an individual. And I think that's so important with the guys and how they understand. And trust me, like, when guys are battling, guys are physical, like, no one's taking it personal. Everyone knows that they're trying to get each other better and trying to drive our team forward. And, they appreciate that. I think that's a group of defensemen back there that would would quite frankly be pissed off if they weren't driving each other, right? And I think they hold each other to that standard back there. And I think you're going to see real special things out of our D-Core this year.
I was keeping a close eye on Will Whitelaw. He looked fast. He looked hungry. That kid wants the puck. He's going to work to get it back in his own end so he can go down to the other end and score a goal. What did you think of last year's number one draft pick from phase one?
Yeah, Will's an awesome kid. I've had the opportunity since taking this job to get to know Will pretty well. And Will's a very, very special player, not even on the ice, but off the ice, his commitment to his game and the drive that he has to get better is awesome to see. I mean, the kid wants to be a high NHL pick. He wants to have an impact immediately in college. He wants to play professional hockey. Our job here in Youngstown is to get him ready to do that. And he's willing to do anything that he possibly can to make sure that he takes that step. And I think for me, that's what's most impressive about Will. Like, everyone sees the speed and the dynamic potential that he has as a player, for sure. And I think that's a huge part of it. And Will's going to be relied upon heavily to drive our offense this year. But what people don't see is how hard he's working out in the gym in Minnesota. I've actually been to his gym in Minnesota. I met with his strength coach. Like, this kid is all in on the Phantoms, all in on his career. He works so hard every single day. And I think he is just going to drive internally our guys. And he's a leader. He's a charismatic kid. And he just wants to be the best. And I think, you know, he's going to get that opportunity and he's going to run with it. And that's what's so exciting about Will is everyone sees the on ice product, but this kid is a driven kid and he's going to do some real special things in this game.
I mean, I can't argue with you about the working out, because I know at least once or twice a week, his Instagram story is him in the gym getting better. So I cannot wait to see what 96 is going to bring to the ice in Youngstown.
Yeah, he's going to be a special player.
Speaking of number one draft picks, this year's phase two pick, Matt Perkins, was in camp, and I thought he had a really good camp as well.
Yeah, Perk is awesome. He's a hockey player. He's a Western Canadian kid. Loves the game. He always has a smile on his face. He's your prototypical locker room like junkie. He loves it. He loves being around the boys. Just getting to know he and his father, you know, this week at camp. He is going to be someone that is just running the locker room. You know, he's a kid that loves being there. You see him laughing and whooping up with the guys. He doesn't even know these guys, and he's already endeared himself to our whole team. So that's just a testament to his character. I think that's a big part of why we drafted him so high, why we traded up, obviously, in that first round to have two first round picks. But Perk is a special player. He is going to be someone that drives our team as well with Will, and the rest of the guys. But, you know, you watch him on the ice, he's got all the tools. He's not afraid. He's got some edge to him. He's not afraid to go to the hard areas. He skates unbelievably. He's an effortless skater. He glides on the ice. But he's going to be awesome. He's going to be great he's the type of guy that you see every morning in the rink and you just can't help but be absolutely jacked that you're at the rink. So, we're really excited about Perk.
So what else can you tell us about the roster of young men who will be coming to camp in Youngstown in late August, early September, as you continue to shape the club that's going to take the ice September 24th against Waterloo? Obviously, you had 5, 6, 7 kids who were at NHL development camps, or, you know, no point in bringing them into North America or the United States from Japan or Russia or Sweden, what have you. And how does all of that playing who's coming into camp?
Yeah, I think we really feel confident about where we're at. Obviously, like a guy like LC, Shane LaChance, had a great experience in Edmonton. We had the Fishers that were gone. So we have a crew of guys that weren't even there, and our camp was so competitive without them. So when we get to August and we insert these guys into our training camp, you can imagine how elevated that you know level will be with our day-to-day. So we're really excited about that. I think we had some guys that we were high on that really popped and made it difficult for us. And I think that I know I can speak for our whole organization. I think we have a great mix of skill and grit and speed and exactly how we want to play an in-your-face style and kind of dictate our play onto our opponents. Like, these guys that are all coming in are going to play that way. And I think they're very selfless players. They're all excited to be part of the Youngstown Phantoms here, and they're excited to take the next step as an organization. But, you know, when you look up and down our lineup, the depth at forward, the depth on defense and the depth in our net, there's a lot to be excited about. And I think that's what more than anything was exciting coming out of camp is we felt really good about the guys that were at camp. And now we're adding another 6 to 7 pieces here that are coming to Youngstown in August. And the sky's the limit for this group. And as long as they buy into what we're doing on a day-to-day basis and push each other, I think it's going to be a special season here.
You and I talking off the air, can September 24th be tomorrow?
Oh, you're telling me.
I'm ready to go, Wardo. Yeah. I mean, I'm ready to go through a brick wall. I want to take the ice. I want to be down at the Lemieux Center calling the action, but I guess we've got, 8-9 weeks until then. So what's going on for the rest of the summer, and when can we expect to see the Phantoms down at the Deep Freeze for training camp?
Yeah, I think it's important. The guys have been working hard. Obviously, it's interesting with junior hockey. You have a ton of different summer events that go on. Like, we have a couple guys playing in the Five Nations tournament, a couple 06s that we picked up, Grant Young, Finn McLaughlin, Ryan DeLaSalle. They're all playing in the Five Nations tournament. Obviously, Andrew Strathman and Will Whitelaw will be on the Hlinka team. So the summer is as much as we're all eager to get going. I think there's a lot of steps in the way for a lot of these guys. So it'll be nice for guys to rest and be able to focus on their bodies so that we hit the ground running. The guys are coming to Youngstown August 29th, and then we start camp September 1st, and right away we get going. So, they'll spend some time with their friends and family and make sure that they're training and ready to go when we step into Youngstown. And really, the report date here is almost a month away. So, it's a good 4 weeks here of rest and people spending time with the people they care about, and just understanding that when they come in, it's going to be a grind and we're going to get after it. So I think everyone's ready for it. I think the 4 weeks leading up to it will be great for them to fine tune, and then we're gonna hit the ground flying here in August.
Head coach of the Youngstown Phantoms, Ryan Ward. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us here on Ghost Stories again this evening.
Lipper, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, fans. Next week, I'm going to have a sit down with former Phantoms forward Joey Abate. He'll be playing with the Providence Bruins this upcoming season. Take a listen to my chat with Joe and get to relive a little bit of the glory days of 17, 18, and 19. For Ryan Ward, I'm Matt Lipsack, the voice of the Youngstown Phantoms. Sound out, fade to black. Hi everyone, Faked You Out. Here's some bonus content of interviews I did with some Phantoms returners last week at camp. Take a listen.
Forward number 96, Will Whitelaw. Will, how's your summer going so far?
Oh, it's going good. It's been busy. Lots of things going on, but it's been fun.
Lots of time in the weight room. I've been seeing you on Instagram.
Oh yeah, all the time, and empowers performance.
How's camp been going so far for you?
It's been good. It's been fun. Get to meet some of the new guys that are coming that I've drafted here and play with some of the younger guys and like show them the ropes a little bit. So it's been fun. It's been a good time.
So you're putting on the moves out there on the ice. How's the game's been going?
It's been going good. Playing with different kids all the time. Got to get used to it, but it's been good and it's been a challenge at the same time, but it's been fun.
Any plans for the rest of the summer before we see you in September?
Yeah, I'm going to leave for Calgary with Team USA to go live in the Hlinka tournament. And then we're going to bust down to Red Deer, Alberta and play there. So hopefully we should have a good team and hopefully we can bring home the gold.
Outstanding. Best of luck. We'll see you at camp in September.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Goalie number one, Jacob Fowler. Jake, how's your summer going so far, bud?
It's going good. Thanks for asking, Lipper. Happy to be back getting some hockey going and really just enjoying the summer.
How's camp been going so far for you?
It's been going pretty fun. Nice to meet some of the new coaching staff and some of the staff you don't see every day. So really just enjoying being back with some of the guys and meeting some new people.
Will Whitelaw said he scored on you. Can you confirm that?
That's a very false statement. Whitelaw may have tried to sneak one past on an extra rebound in the goalie skate maybe, but definitely did not score on me during this camp so far.
How is camp going for you so far?
I'm enjoying it. A lot of hockey, but a lot of rest in between, and great to see some of the familiar faces from last season, so really enjoying it.
Any plans for the rest of the summer before we see you at camp?
I got some camps coming up in the near future, so definitely looking forward to some of those, and really just looking forward to having another big year this year.
All right, outstanding. We will see you at camp in September.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Defenseman Chase Patilla. Chase, how's your summer going, bud?
It's going well. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm just excited for Youngstown.
How's camp been so far? I saw you lighting the lamp here in this last game.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, Barnes helped me out. He's on the other team. I ripped it off his foot and went in, so that was good.
Other than that, good competition out there on the ice?
Yeah, for sure. Lots of good kids, and I'm excited to see what we got.
Any plans, big plans for the rest of the summer before camp in September?
Just working out, getting ready for Youngstown, and it's going to be a good year.
That's what we want to hear, bud. We'll see you later.
All right, see you later.
Justin Varner, forward number 16. How's your summer been, bud?
It's been really good. I've been skating, working out a lot, 5 days a week. It's a grind.
How's camp been so far?
It's a good camp. We got a lot of good guys coming up here. We're looking good, fun, just having fun out here. Very competitive.
How's the stat line looking? Any goals, assists? Tell us what's going on out there.
I don't count my points, but...
That's my job, right?
Yeah. we're playing good. Yeah.
What? Any plans for the rest of summer before our camp starts?
Just grind it out, get as strong and better as I can, and hopefully have a good season.
All right, thanks, JV. We'll see you in September.
Yep, see you guys.
Number 15 for Tyler Calnano. Cat. We're just going to keep it rolling. Yeah. I'll edit this all out. Yeah. Forward number 15, Tyler Catalano. Cat, how was your summer, bud?
It's been great, you know, working out in the gym, skating a lot, and had time off, so golfing with some friends, fishing, you know, just hanging out, enjoying it.
Not doing any goofy flips out there on the lake, are you?
No. I'm not that agile.
How's camp going so far
for you, bud? It's been great. You know, nice to see a lot of the new faces and some of the old faces from last year, meet the new coach. You know, it's nice to talk to him, and just nice to be around the boys again.
How's your numbers out there? You scoring any goals? Any big hits? What's going on?
No goals yet. Couple assists. Got a little fight today, so getting it going on that side of it. But yeah, having fun.
All right, Kat. Enjoy the rest of camp, and we will catch up with you in September.
Yeah, thank you.